Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Shake up. Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga presents Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive,
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sets the Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early, get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, an Icon, Sheldon Kong, Mini Grand, open to all sex sites, $250. Open to all club skate runway, $500. Legendary open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize open to all club kid space, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3. The Icon James Carr presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011. The Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Sheldon Kong. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonna Law. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include Mini Grand Prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand Prize, $500 as a house. The Nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Kahn at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Kahn at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Kahn, see in person. The Icon James Kahn presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
Himself, Andre Mizrahi, is definitely going to be coming on the line. I also have Erica, Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi, is definitely going to be coming on the show later on after Andre finished saying what he has to say, and she's definitely going to be talking about her ball. I'm sorry to interrupt Erica's program, but you know, when the icon comes, the icon comes. And the icon is definitely going to be on the phone. I'm about to call the icon. I'm going to let the icon say exactly what the icon has to say, and I'm just going to sit my phone down, and I'm going to listen to what the icon has to say. You know, the icon's intro music is not on my switchboard anymore, so let me get the icon on the phone, and he's going to say what he has to say. We're going to take some callers, and then we're going to go straight to Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kentucky with her function that she's going to be having this Saturday. Her and Kitty Balenciaga's function this weekend in Kentucky, Louisville. So let me get the icon on the phone. You do it, everybody. Hold on, everybody. What is going on with my sheet? this thing doing shows for me again? No, I don't have a cold. Why do y'all think that I have a cold? People say it sounds like I have a cold. Oh, Lord. What's going on, honey? Dial this number. Get this icon on the phone. Oh, Lord. Hold on, I don't know what's going on. Let me see what's going on. Andre? Hold on. Andre, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Andre, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Go ahead, Andre, the floor is yours.
Hey, Blog Talk Radio and Ballroom Team. How are y'all? Yeah, everybody can hear me. Please, somebody type something and then I can tell if y'all can hear me.
And somebody
Hello?
In the chat room, the girls in the chat room, can y'all please tell me if y'all can hear Andre in the chat room? Yes,
okay.
They can hear you, Andre.
Okay. All right. I didn't come on this radio to make anyone look bad. I didn't come on this radio to argue. I didn't come on this radio based to be in any kind of argument at all. I just basically want the ballroom scene to see basically how Andre feels, because Andre been put in the middle of all these situations for years, and it seems like Andre is always the one that's gagging at the end of the day. I'm going to try to not get emotional because I have a tendency to get emotional a lot, so I'm going to try not to get emotional. I don't even know where to start. let's start with the biggest thing at hand today, Tony and Jack. I have two individuals that been in my life for over 20 years. One is a best friend, and one is a father. I love both of them to death, I'm not going to lie. And it seems like it's sad when anything happens with not only them two, anything happens, period, Andre is the fault of everything, which I might don't even be in the building, which I might don't be, nowhere in sight, but it seems like Andre is the one that always gets all the pain thrown in such ways, completely. Mind you, when all of that happened, I was in the bathroom with the Milans getting dressed for grand prize. I didn't see none of it completely until, I don't want to go back into all of it because it gets me emotional, and I said I'm not going to sit here and cry and go through all the rest of that. So, but I was nowhere around it. Maybe if I was, I probably could have stopped it. And, the things that irritate me is, we all make mistakes completely. Growing up, you have to face your mistakes completely, and you grow to be a better man. I'm not judging anyone. This is life. I make mistakes. Jack makes mistakes. Tony makes mistakes. And everybody in this scene makes mistakes. See, that's life. It's no way you can go around that, period. Then you have, from the mistake people, then you have shit starters and people that don't want to see nothing but pain completely. So, when Tony got out of jail, I feel that, I wasn't around him and I didn't call him because I knew him. So I already knew he was going through what he was going through. Then finally, I already knew so many people probably gassed his head up and told him all of this, which some of them probably was like people that he might rely on, and some of them probably were people that he probably don't even be around completely. What I don't understand, and I probably never would understand, is how I'm the fault of all of this completely, when you have, you know, the archives to basically rewind and watch and listen to everything. One, and I'm not coming up here to be a bitch. I'm coming up here because Tony meant something to me as well as Jack do. And it's sad that we are in this position where, you know, and as a role model too, you know, it would be sad for me to step back and just let it go completely. Why? That's not Andre, period. I'm going to tell how I feel. I'm going to feel, I'm going to say who I felt was right, who I felt was wrong completely. And I think that's what put me in the middle. I don't care if Jack's my friend. I don't care if Tony's my father. These are people that have been in my life forever. And 20 years is forever. That's like real family to me. Like I said, I have cried with both of them. I have ate with both of them. They both have taken care of me as well as I gave them. It's nothing, period, that I would want to read Tony about. It's nothing, period, that I would want to read Jack about completely. When I'm in need for anything, them was two of the people that I will call completely. And if they have it, they have it. If they don't, they don't. And it's the same way with me. If I have it, I have it. If I don't, I don't. Now, when it comes to, you know, it's so much on my mind, I don't even know where to start. When it comes to mouth, everybody have a mouth. Everybody has a fierce mouth. Why I feel when you, as years, you, as many years that goes on with you being legendary in the scene, the fiercer your mouth can get. You have to try to control your mouth. Jack has a fierce mouth. Tony has a fierce mouth. I have a fierce mouth. Sanaya has a fierce mouth. Pussy has a fierce mouth. If you think about all the Cabbage has a fierce mouth. Nicole has a fierce mouth. Anybody that has history, and I'm not saying this to be vindictive about it. I'm saying it because of truth. The years you go on and you grow in this scene, you have to have a backbone, and that's where the fierce mouth comes from, because if you don't, you won't survive. So, you know, that's a part of the fierce mouth, period. Now, when it comes to the fighting, period, y'all all know I'm not one of them that wants to fight. I never was, period. I try to find another solution to go about, you know, all of that. I never was that type. Y'all can call me a punk. Y'all can call me whatever. I just feel like a little fight could end up into injury and death completely. People don't see it that way, but I always seen it that way, because you never know where this fight can take you, as well as we just seen where it almost took us with Tony and Jack. You know what I mean? So I just never was the type to want to fight and all of that. And I'm glad I was like that completely, because as the years go on, I've seen so much and I've watched so much where I'm glad I'm not one of them physical ones that, because it don't matter if you are a battle cat or not, or if you're a punk, anybody can get hurt. So I'm glad I never was in that predicament, period. I don't know who told, you know, I'm going to start with, these are the things that I've heard. These are the things that made me cry. These are the things that I've been going through since all of this stuff happened completely. This and Atlanta stuff, it just seems like the longer I've been in this ballroom, the more it's tearing me down. And it's so sad because I don't have groups of friends I be with Ms. Rahees. I don't, I'm trying to get this together here. I don't try to argue with people. I try to respect everyone. I don't sit here and cause no drama whatsoever. If I feel that my family is in some kind of drama, I try to solve everything as possible, as good as possible, period. But it seems like regardless what happens, if Kelly do it, if Jack do it, Tony do it, if Susan do it, if Laomi do it, if Trigny do it, if Selvin do it, you know, anybody that do anything that's connected to me personally, I get the backlash of all of it. And, you know, I try to hold it together, but it comes to a point where the ones you do love, the little bit of ones that you love more than others, that's your friends, that's your fathers, that's your roommates that you need as well as they need you, when they turn their backs completely on you, where do you go? What do you find to hold on then? Then you sit there and evaluate your life, meaning, is it worth it? These are friends that have been around you. They sit there, and I know they're mad, but they, you know, and it came to a lot of them. I'm not only talking about my father here. I'm talking about everybody that's a friend of mine that lashes out completely to get at me for whatever reason without really knowing the truth or listening to the truth, period. Not saying that I won't be wrong sometimes, but I think before I say anything, always. So if I say something, usually I meant what I said, I'm not the type to ever read anyone's family, because what goes around comes around. I'm not the type to ever call anyone's completely names like animals or something like that. I'm not the type, period. Especially if I'm connected to you, because it's not worth it, period. If I'm connected to you as a human being, connected means 20 years. 20 years, you are connected to somebody completely. Regardless if you don't speak to them every day, you might speak to them every other day, but you are connected, period. If something happened to them, regardless, it happens to you. You know, a lot of people get in the middle that don't know Tony's history, Andre's history, my history, and anybody else like Kelly, Susan, Jasmine. And it gets irritating because they put so much out there to ruin it, and basically that's what they're done, you know. Whatever happens between me and Tony, or Jack and Tony, or basically any of us, period, it should be left with them two individuals, whoever they are, to leave it up to them to fix whatever they're going through. When it comes down to all of this with Jack and Tony, I haven't did anything but been the role model that I am today, and I feel that I am, regardless of whoever feel whatever about me. I feel that I am. I feel that I am one of them that want the positive of anybody, period, in life, and try my best to my ability to make anyone that comes across of me to see the highlight of something brighter than something dark. That's just how I am, period. So for me to be a role model, it wouldn't have been right for me not to get on the radio. Why I got on the radio? Only because Jack means something to me as well as Tony. And I tried to cease it between the Revlons and the Mizrahis only because it was really getting out of hand, as Terry Revlon called me and Chris Revlon called me and told me too, Andre, you should definitely, you know, keep getting on the radio and trying to cease this because, you know, that's just, they felt that I was the one, which I felt that if anybody can try to stop this, because a lot of Revlons have respect for me as well as Mizrahis, I said I probably am the one. It wasn't that I was getting up there trying to bash Jack or Tony, because in incident, they both thought that I was on both sides, and that's what's sad, because I'm not on anyone's side. The only thing I say is I feel Tony was wrong because Tony pushed him. When you're pushing someone in anger, somebody's going to push you back because they're grown, you know, and then it led to whatever. That's the only reason I thought that Tony was wrong. Now, don't get me wrong. When it comes to mobs, Tony has a fierce mouth as well as Jack. Jack has a fierce mouth. So, you know, everyone has the right to say what they want to say. I'm not going to sit here and get into it, period, because that was the argument. I just wish it deceased and let it go, because 20 years of friendship for this don't make no sense. Because at the end of the day, at this age, I don't care what Tony say, I don't care what Jack say, and I don't care what Andre say. Everyone needs someone in their life to help them. Ain't no one here perfect. Ain't no one here millionaires. Ain't no one here don't need nothing from another person, even if it's a talk, even if it's a phone call. Everyone goes through something completely. Now, I do understand certain parts where Tony would say, well, he don't feel that Andre was there. You know, and when I say this, Tony, I'm not lashing out on you, so please don't think that I'm lashing out. This is me getting everything out because that's what you had to do. When it comes to you on that phone, reading me personally on the radio and all of that, it hurt it. Why it hurt it? Because you're my father. It don't hurt when someone that's not connected to me say whatever. It would hurt when Kelly, you, Jack, Jasmine, all of them, Susan, anyone that's connected to me to say harsh words and do certain things, period. Excuse me. I said I wasn't going to cry, but the bottom line is I'm just tired of all of this drama leading to me completely. Excuse me. If it wasn't for the legacy that basically Tony, Peppa, and Danielle Revlon left in me and Stewart, I would have been left. I'm not one of them. That leaves the scene basically because people basically want to scare me, text me, threaten me, I'm not that type, period. I'm not scared to get beat up. Whatever God got for you, it's going to happen anyway, period. I'm just Gadget, really, because I'm just tired of all of this stupid shit completely. If anybody could come up here and tell me what Andre did personally, Kelly, take over for a minute.
We're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to come back with some of our callers. We have a bunch of callers, and we're going to take a commercial break.
Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3.
When?
May 14th, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legend Sets the Stars at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your experience.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Sheldon Kong. Mini Grand. Open to all sex sites. $250. Open to all club skit runways. $500. Legendary open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize open to all club kids face, $1,000. Open to all club kids performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica Kane Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present Definition of a Diva 3. The Icon James Carr presents The Cocktail Party, Sunday, May 29th, 2011, at the Upscale Ballroom, 3900 Bexley Place, Suitland, Maryland. Your commentators for the night, The Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and The Icon, Sheldon Kong. Your DJ for the evening, legendary Vonna Lore. Doors open at 10 p.m. Ball starts at 2 a.m. Be on time. Table, $125. Categories include mini grand prize, $250. Host your favorite legend. Grand prize, $500 at the house. The nightlife. Contact information, Icon James Kahn at 202-423-0420. Mother Jubal Kahn at 336-491-7967. Or Mother Nicole Kahn, see in person. The Icon James Kahn presents The Cocktail Party. It's not to be missed. Cheers.
We're back from our commercial break. I'm going to take a couple of callers, and then we're going to go back to Andre. My first caller I have is 47259. You're live on the air.
Hey, sister.
What's going on?
Nothing was going.
Just chilling.
Well, I was just going here. Just select the girls now that Opie Ebony is legendary, so he can go for the $500 at the Kentucky Ball. I hope to see everybody there.
Bye, bitch.
You can keep me on.
Well, hold on. The next call I have is Susan Mizrahi, and you're live on the air.
Hey, Callie. Hey, Selvin.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
How are you? How are you,
Selvin?
I'm fine, Mama.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, since Andre speaking, you know, there's a story in the Bible that King Solomon, he had two mothers, and they were arguing over whose baby it was. And he said, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to solve this is I'm going to give you a sword. I'm going to take the sword and cut the baby in half. So he came, you know, he got someone to get a sword, and they were about to cut the baby in half, and one of the mothers said, here, you can have the baby, rather than have it cut in half. And he realized that that had to be the true mother, because the true mother wouldn't let her child be cut in half. I feel like someone wants Andre to cut the baby in half, and he can't do it, because he loves both of them. He loves Tony, and he loves Jack. And to come on here with a judgment would mean to tear up something that he's built up over the years. It's been too many years. It's been too much love. It's been too many tears, too many ballroom moments. You know, they've seen something be created that will never be duplicated. Jack and Andre have been together. You know, you don't find too many pairs that stay together through thick and thin. And there's been a lot of thick and there's been a lot of thin. And fortunately, the two of you know better than anybody what the two of them have been through together. And it seems like the crowd, the naysayers of the ballroom want Andre just to throw Jack away. Oh, Jack's mouth is fierce. And then the other half is, oh, Tony was wrong, throw him away. He would be a cold-hearted person if he could just say, Tony, you're wrong. You're banished from my friendship. I don't love you anymore. Jack, you're wrong. It's not as simple as that. It's not as black and white as that. All of us, like I said before, have played a part in this coming to pass. And, I mean, in the history that Tony shared with us about the backstory of it, played a part into it, and the people who, you know, Selvin, you know, you're all around commentating the balls, and you see the kids. Some of them have respect for the legends and icons, and some of them feel like it's a choice for them to pay the girl.
Kool-Aid, you need to move away from that computer.
Yeah, I'm not
Skype.
That's not me.
Well, somebody's by a computer, they have an echo.
Well, I'm on Skype, so it shouldn't affect me at all. But
go ahead, Susan.
I just, Kelly, I just feel like, okay, I'm gonna take it from that night, because Andre is very emotional. That night I listened, and I listened to it three other times, so that's four times altogether that I heard. But of course, the first night, you know, I was emotional as well, and I wasn't clear on who said what, but I've listened to it three times, and I know Tony was offended because he felt like Andre called him an animal. But unless there's some secret archives that I don't know about, I haven't heard him say that. But it's, I'm sure it's bigger than that. I'm sure it's deeper than that. You know, I've just so many people, we say, oh, that's between Jack and Tony, but all of us have so much to say about it, including myself. If it's really just between the two of them, then why are we all in it? It's not just the two of them. It's all of us. And you can't say, okay, you can say that somebody can say whatever they want to say out of their mouth, but we all have to pay the cost to be the boss. We can't say that we want people to respect the legends and icons and then be disrespectful ourselves. We can't say that we don't want fights in the ballroom and then we put our hands on people. So you know what I'm saying? It's enough blame to go around. It's about solutions now. I've been online communicating with Chris and Letitia, and we've all been just praying and just trying to stay focused on a resolution. I don't know, just 15 is carrying some baby wipes. I'm not crying 15. I've cried enough. Now it's time, like I said, for some solutions. And while Andre is on, I mean, Kool-Aid, you've been in this scene forever.
Kool-Aid's gone, Susan.
Oh, he's gone?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Kelly, you know, while Andre's not on here, I know you were keeping quiet while he was on. But, where do we start? How do we start? I mean, to me, we need to start respecting each other. Because nobody, as far as Jack is concerned, I can't even describe how much I love Jack. That would start me to crying, and I'm not gonna go there. I just can't go there because that makes me tear up because he's meant so much to me in my personal life, and when I was going through what I was going through with my son, and all the court appearances. I mean, he was one of the few people who called me constantly. And Kelly would text me, but Jack would, you know, because he knew my son. It's just, I know the compassion that this man has. Also, know Tony lived here in Virginia, so did Jack. So I mean, Tony, you know, was back and forth after Jack left. He's never stopped coming to visit Virginia, so I've had a lot of contact with him as well. And some meaningful, serious, heartfelt conversations. And also some other things that don't need to be said here, but they mean a lot to me. History with people, Kelly, as you know, means everything to us. Loyalty is everything. So how do you feel? What do you feel like we can do to go forward, Kelly? Do you have any ideas?
I have no idea, Susan. I really don't.
That you want to share?
I have no ideas at this present moment. It's just a lot. It's a lot that's going on in this situation that has escalated behind the scenes and off the scenes that's still going on to this day. So until we resolve the problems that's going on and get to the bottom of the solution, I have no resolution for this situation.
Right.
All the phone calls and the fake phone calls and the fake texts.
Oh, the fake phone calls. Oh, yes.
All the fake phone calls and the fake texts and stuff that's going on, Susan. At this present point in my time, at this present point in my life, I will be sitting here lying to say that I have resolved the issue and can come to understanding of the issue. When we need to keep the children, keep the children and out of the situation and handle this situation amongst adults and leaders and let the children stay out of this situation because the children of the scene today is going to be the ones to keep this situation up and going. And if the adults can't control their children the way they need to control their children and keep their children to a medium in this situation, the situation is going to escalate greater than what the situation is, and somebody's going to wind up dead, or someone's going to wind up back in jail for the rest of their life. And
yeah,
I think
and then
that,
we're going to all get together after, you know, at the funeral, but that doesn't need to happen. You know, I was explaining to someone, and I wrote it on Facebook today, that you know, someone's life has already been given for us all to be free. We don't have to die for any other reason than the rightful old age of 2010. You know, we don't have to die for some nonsense. You know, those of us who believe in Christ, he died for us already. We don't need to die for anything that the enemy brings up against us. And that's what we're doing. We're giving the enemy glory when we take our grievances and actually turn them into violence. And I'm not saying this as a person who's been perfect, because as Virginia Revlons know, there was a time in my life when I felt that they were giving us too much, and I took it to the street. And fortunately, no one was hurt. But I know what it feels like to feel like you've been wrong and you've been betrayed and you just had too much. I know how that feels, but I've grown beyond that. I'm you know, the Bible says when I was a child, I thought as a child, I behaved as a child. But now I'm a grown woman. And not just grown, I have a new understanding of how, like Andre was saying, one little pebble in the water ripples and ripples and ripples. And that's what this situation is. And that call not to lessen it at all, because Tony's feelings are very valid. You know, just from listening to him, he feels like he's been betrayed. He's been left out there to dry, left hung to dry by people who claim to respect him all these years. And Jack feels like it's just as many people who have left him out to dry, who feel like it's their position or their right to decide who's right or wrong. It should have never happened. That's the truth of the matter. The whole thing should have never happened, but it did happen. The thing about it, only people can really move this on are the leaders in both houses. And we got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of stuff going on, Kelly, and it's just not right. But this in closing, to get back to the story of Solomon and the sword and cutting the babies in half, nobody asked that baby where you want to go, who's your mother, because it wasn't up to the baby. It's up to the adult. Like you were saying, the leaders have to decide, are we going to just kill this thing? Are we just going to sacrifice the whole ballroom for our own personal feelings, which, like I said, are valid, because when you hurt, you hurt, and nobody can tell you, oh, get over it. Well, they can tell you that, but that's because they're not in it. I can't tell Tony how to feel. I can't tell Jack how to feel. I can't tell Andre how to feel. All I can say is just make sure you begin to heal on your own and then come together and try to communicate little by little as much as you can take. I wouldn't recommend Tony and Jack going to dinner, sitting down for a cup of tea. But I know the time will come when they'll be able to have a conversation. I hope it's not in court. That's all I have to say. I love you all.
Thank you, Susan, for definitely calling in. My next caller that I have on my list is 404. It's Father TikTok, Ms. Rahi, all the way from Atlanta. TikTok, are you there? 404-438, you're live on the air. Hey. Okay, I guess TikTok don't want to talk. My next caller that I have is 803-708, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
I had a question for Andre.
Okay, what's your question?
With Andre. Andre.
Yes. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, baby, I'm getting to that. This is Keisha Revlon. And Andre,
hey,
how
are you?
I have respected you to the fullest all day.
Uh-huh.
But this conversation you got up on here and said, you should have said Monday night when all that shit first started. Because you feel this way, and you knew that you made a choice on that phone when you was riding with that, and you knew in your heart that you didn't want to be a part of it, and that's what you should have said.
Okay, Keisha, I didn't never say that. What did I say? Could you please tell me what did I say that,
Andre,
made y'all feel that I was on, like, Jack's side more than Tony?
Because, Andre, you said first thing you said was, Tony is wrong. Then you said about you gonna be y'all kids do anything to any of my kids. Y'all animals is gonna be in the jail, incarcerated just like y'all father and all that. And you just riding with all that. And I feel that by you being an icon and a father that I have always respected, that and you know I loved you. you down to the fullest. And when I heard all that, the only person I got upset, because I expect that from Kelly and the rest of them, but when I got took offense to it, it's the stuff that you were saying, and that you allowed them to say that. Even after all this shit happened, my father still stopped me from getting on here for disrespecting y'all to the fullest. And I feel some type of way. And that's how I feel that how you should have did it. You should have put a stop to that from the beginning. This speech that you said right here and said, you should have said it the first day. And I promise you, if you would have said that, all this wouldn't have been going on like it is now.
Okay,
none of this would have been going
now,
on like it is now.
Okay, so now could you listen to what I have to say now since I've listened to you? From when I first got up there, the first thing I was doing was crying because I was gagging completely at all of it. That's one, truthfully. I did feel Tony was wrong because he pushed him. That's why I said he was wrong. And then it got out of hand. I'm just talking about the fight. I'm not even talking about beyond of what he did or what whoever did, because I don't even know who did it. And I'm just saying, that's where I felt that Tony was wrong. Because if I push you, are you going to push me back? Right? Am I correct?
What'd you say? Andre, I just got a text from my father, so I got to get off this show. But my whole point is you. All right.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, but the bottom line is, like I said, I have respect for Tony as well as I have respect for Jack. I feel that I'm always in the middle of something. And Tony is the same type to me. He would sit here and say, Andre, if you feel that I'm wrong some kind of way, he would tell me that I'm wrong. I felt that he was wrong. And I felt that both of them was wrong within my period, you know. But that's all I'm saying. I can't really, you know, say too much because I didn't even see the fight. I was nowhere near it. I don't even know what happened. The only thing I was trying to do was calm it down. Now, for me to be in an uproar and might have said something negative against the House of Revlon, because I never said nothing negative against Tony, period, is because of everybody going crazy and then everybody still beating up Ms. Rahees and all of that. I don't even know what I've said, but y'all can listen to it archive after archive after archive. I know well, in fact, that I never sit here and ever disrespect my father, period, like that, period. So the bottom line is, all of this completely is just making me gag. Not because I'm scared, because everybody got beat up before. I have got beat up many of times in high school and all the rest of that. I'm not scared of that. I'm just gagging because it's my father and it's Jack. So that's the basic line that I'm gagging at, period. It's a mess. And when it comes to Keisha, I have much respect for her, too. She could tell you she was one of them that basically jumped up when me and Booty was arguing one day to help me. So I know this lady respects me. It's just the whole point of all of this got out of hand. You have to understand if I did come in any kind of way negative towards the House of Revlon, I do apologize. I don't remember it. We can listen to the archives. I've listened 3 times, and I think truthfully they're putting other people's words compared with mine, because everyone should know my voice completely, and y'all can listen to it, and please listen to it over and over and over, and you can see exactly what Andre says, period. When Kelly was saying stuff with Letitia, I even told Kelly to stop because it didn't need to get out of hand completely. Now, for everybody to throw it on me, period, I feel that, you know, that's sad. And even my father to sit here and say, well, even if I do speak to Jack one day, I don't know if I can speak to Andre. It's like you would think that me and him was fighting other than other people and him. And this is what I don't understand completely. I feel that him and Jack have history for 20 years. It needs to go whatever way it can. I feel that me and him had history for this long. It needs to go whatever it can. It doesn't need to keep going this way. And please, whoever's calling me about Marquise and this sponsored ball that was given, me and Marquise, I try to take care of everything. And let me tell everybody about this story, period, because I'm tired of everybody feeling, I'm tired of it coming up. I'm tired of, maybe if I just tell everybody basically what happened with this story, y'all can leave me alone about it, because it hurts me as well as it hurts Marquise. And Marquise ain't one of them that being drawn either, so he's in the middle of this too. The bottom line is I had a sponsored ball last year, period. The sponsor ball did not go well. The sponsor did not come and give the money out. I gave Marquise every dime that I had in the ballroom scene, which he did not come to $10,000, which I still pay Marquise to this day because why my name was on that flyer. Anybody else wouldn't have did it, period. How many balls have we all passed, and they don't never give the person their money, period. To this day, I still try to give Marquise anything that I can. I'm still paying him on this, and I will continue paying him on this. For people to call my phone, period, and say, I better give Marquise his money or else, and I don't have time and this and that, I think that's facetious. I think it's horrible, and truthfully, I think it's not right, period. Marquise, you have no worries, period. I'm still doing the same thing we were doing, period, at the bottom line. And I text you, and we did talk earlier. So I have no harsh feelings on no Revlon. I have no harsh feelings on you. I just want people to please stop calling my phone, threatening me, please, because I'm not the type to sit here and go threatening nobody else. And anything that y'all felt that I have done wrong, even though I didn't feel like I'd done anything wrong, I apologize as a man for it. I'm sorry, but I don't think I've done nothing wrong, so I'm not going to sit here and say I did because I don't think so, truthfully. I feel that, like I said, the bottom line of all of this, I feel that Tony's wrong. I feel that Jack is wrong. I feel that everybody's wrong for their mouth, period. Because Jack, I'm going to put it this way. Jack knows Tony's mouth is fierce. Tony knows Jack's mouth is fierce. So if both of them would have slowed down a little, they wouldn't have went through that. And that's why I think before, that's why I said I can't blame nobody on it. They're grown men. But at the same time, they both know their mouths is fierce. Jack ain't going back down from Tony, as well as Tony ain't going back down from Jack. But both of them as leaders, I felt that both of them should have backed down a little bit from each other of respect with both of each other. Because that's what it was. And no one wanted to be outbeat, and it came to the point of all of this drama for nothing. And now we're all in this predicament, period, where no one's liking each other and all of this because of what happened, period. And that's the sad part. And then my father had the nerve, I'm going to say nerve, he called me and said that why I didn't reach out. Me and Tony knew each other for years. Tony never gave me his family's information, ever. I never knew. I don't even know. And that's, you know, that's sad. I think that's something that my father should have always let me make sure I had, because me and him is closer than half of the Revlon, really. And it's the same with my family. Me and him is really that close. If I have problems with my family, I'll tell him. If he had problems with his, he would tell me everything that's going on. So it ain't no reason I shouldn't have information with his family as well as he has mine. He can reach my family, but I don't never know. I know his sister's, like, moved to North Carolina or South Carolina, but that's the most I've had. If your whole house is hating me at a time, I have no way to reach out to get to my father because of all of that, period. Then I have my house feeling, oh, I shouldn't reach out because of, you know, all of the stuff that Tony did that night with Felicity or whatever. So I'm stuck in the middle with all of this completely, period. And, you know, I don't know where to go with this. I know definitely Tony is my father completely. I know definitely Jack is my best friend as well. So, you know, the bottom line is I just felt that it could have been less drama, period. If not saying, and I wish either Tony would have backed down some, or I wish even Jack would have backed down some, so it wouldn't have been no drama either way with both of them. But when both of them are grown men and have egos, you know, you want to keep your ego and you want to show them, no, I'm not, you know, I'm a grown-ass man. You're not backing me down as well as the next. And that's why I think it got out of hand, period. You know, I really don't know. I was not there at that time. And I think that was God that didn't want me there because I don't even know what would have happened then. You know, that's why I said God has always have blessed me in certain ways because he know I don't want to be a part of stuff like that. And he always found ways for me not to be a part of it, even if I'm in the bathroom getting dressed or I'm outside or wherever I'm at. And I'm so thankful for that. I just wish that all of us was not in this predicament. You know, I don't know where it's going to go from here. Like I said, I have nothing against no Revlon, period. I wish that Jack and Tony was never into this. If my father don't ever want to speak to me again, I would have to deal with that myself, period, you know, and get over that. But the bottom line, me getting on this, you know, radio is to let, you know, everybody know I'm not a cause of any of this for happening. So for everyone to lay so much weight, including my father, on me, like, I've done it, I didn't do anything, period. But as a man, if you're hurting in any kind of way, I hurt it the same way when you got locked up. crying on the phone. If I felt any kind of way other than that, I wouldn't have been crying. I was crying for all situations. I was crying because she was in there. And I said it on the radio. If anybody's gagging out of anybody, it's Tony, because he's the one that's going right now. Nobody else, everybody else can walk around the street right now. But they don't see, they don't listen to everything that's good. The people, you know, always love the drama of things, so they always present so much drama that you hear, but you never hear the good of anything, and that's the sad part, period.
Hold on, Andre. We have a bunch of callers. Hold on. 980-722. You're live on the air.
Yeah, what's up? This is Father Pooh, Revlon from Detroit or whatever.
Hey, what's up?
My honest opinion is this, whatever. Harold put a post up in the Parents of the Ballroom Scene. Jump off with on Facebook the other day, and you know I commented on it, but then I didn't look at it as he was saying it until like I got done with it. And I won't say what the post was about or whatever because it's irrelevant to this conversation. But
hello, Pooh,
it made me look at it.
Pooh, can you hold on for 1 minute, Pooh? Stay right there with us. We gotta take a commercial break, and I'll be right back with you. Okay, Pooh? Hold on.
All right.
Mother Erica Kane, Ms. Rahi, and Kitty Balenciaga present Declaration of the Diva 3.
When?
May 14, 2011.
Location?
The Warehouse, 3108 Lockwood Drive.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Doors open at 10 p.m. Legends set to start at 11 p.m. First category at midnight. Tables $100 in advance with no liquor. $150 in advance with liquor. At the door, $150 with no liquor.
Register early. Get your spirit.
MC, Icon, Jack Mizrahi, and Icon, Sheldon Kong. Mini Grand. Open to all sex sites. $250. Open to all club skate runway. $500. Legendary open to all old way, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Grand prize open to all club kid face, $1,000. Open to all club kid performance, $1,000. Please, this ball will start on time, and we will have high security enforced. Try it if you will. Mother Erica K. Mizrahi and Kitty Balenciaga present the definition of a diva 3.
Okay, we're back from our commercial break. Pooh, you can go ahead and finish.
Okay, I'll just start from here. That's like if you go to a restaurant right now, Andre, and you have you go to Bob Evans and you have some sausage and the sausage makes you sick or whatever the case it is. You don't go tell everybody that, you know, the cook was horrible and he fucked my sausage up. You're going to tell everybody that Bob Evans fucked your stomach up and you got food poisoned by Bob Evans. As opposed to your household, you are the head. You are the head of your household. So being the head of your household, when something goes wrong, it's always going to go to the CEO. Now, to be perfectly honest with you, as far as you and Tony go or whatever, that's a relationship in itself. Nobody can mend anything besides you and Tony. Y'all going to have to work that out on your own. But as far as the ballroom scene goes or whatever, there are many steps and many leisures that people need to take in order to make it come together as a whole. There are so many different things and reasons why the ballroom scene is falling. Reason being is because it's falling apart. Everybody wants to, as far as like old way or new way, you call that category, one or two people may walk up or whatever. But if you call Vogue Femme, you got the whole fucking ballroom grade lineup or whatever, including some bitches off the panel. You know what I'm saying? Those are raunchy-ass categories, so you got a bunch of raunchy motherfuckers coming to the bars. A business, the house set should be run as a business, period, or whatever. And as far as leaders or whatever, or whatnot go, whatever, basically, I feel like, to be honest, at this day and time or whatever, the leaders are using these kids to fight their personal fucking battles.
I agree.
The leaders are using their kids to fight their personal battles, and it's not fair to the generation that's beneath y'all. It's killing off everybody like wildfire. People are, I'm saying, leaving houses, jumping from house to house or whatever. mothers and fathers not giving respect to the people who they come out with, making sure these kids have left this house before or why you're leaving, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's just, all of it's just nuts to me or whatever. And to be honest with you, it's getting quite childish. But like I said, there are other things that I'm sure you are aware of, Jack is probably aware of, and everybody in that situation is aware of that led to that moment. That just wasn't about what was saw on YouTube.
It's one thing that Tony did bring up yesterday that he said, you know, that he spoke to me and I about situations that, and he did, and I spoke to June about them same situation, which I can't, you know. See, this is the difference with me. If my father tells me what's going on, I'm gonna listen to him. As well as if my house tells me what's going on, I'm going to listen to them. If I'm not in the middle of the situation, then I don't know what was going on because I was not down there. I'm not one of them that's going to say, okay, I'm going to believe this one or I'm going to believe that one because I was not there. So the only thing I can do is try my best to try to say, okay, let this go and me and Tony will talk about it or whatever and try to fix it. That's the only thing I can do as a role model because you cannot be on sides if you wasn't, you know, at that place at that time. You know what I mean?
Which is understandable, but the thing about that is, Andre, is that if you don't want to pick a side or you don't want to be in the middle of it, then say nothing. Because the first time that you say something, after that, you're in it. And there's no point and there's no use of you crying and talking about please and all that. And I'm saying because
I'm crying because it's my father and my best friend. I'm not crying because of the situation. I want you to know that. It's basically years of someone that I love. That's why I'm crying. It don't have anything to do with fighting or whatever, because that comes.
But once again, you've done. Once again, to be honest with you, Andre, and I'm not gonna hold back with nobody. Or whatever, you're doing the wrong thing again as we speak. Reason why he's doing the wrong thing as we speak right now, because if you have a problem and you feel like it's done wrong, the ballroom scene has nothing to do with the fuck was going on between your best friend and your father. You should have been calling one or two numbers.
But then you must don't know. Tony got on the phone yesterday and wouldn't speak to me either, so that's why he went up there and said everything, so that's why I'm up here, because he wouldn't. See, you didn't know that part, did you?
Yeah, no, I did know that, but my thing is this, that's your father, and if you say like
but
you said,
to,
and you keep
you,
on saying.
If you don't want to speak to me, if you don't want to speak to me, what am I supposed to do? I supposed to
then you let it, then you let it die down until you can, but doing this right here is nothing but putting the situation more on the airwaves. The situation, it has to die down because if you don't acknowledge it, if you don't acknowledge the fire, you know what I'm saying? If you don't throw shit on the fire, eventually it's got to go out. But the more y'all keep coming
on
this radio and all of that, the situation's going to keep going.
I'm just letting everyone know how I feel. I'm not sitting here saying someone sitting here and I'm arguing with people or reading anybody. I'm letting people just know how I feel about my friends. So you're saying that's not right. I feel it is right. They're still a part of me completely.
I'm going to tell you this, and I'm sure you probably already know this. And I'm sure anybody who knows Tony probably already knows this. You would probably rather run through the lion's den with pork chop panties on than to keep on egging the situation on. And that's it. That's all
I'm
going to say.
I'm not egging on. That's what I feel like I'm just talking. I'm not sitting here reading anybody. I'm not talking about nobody. So I feel differently. I don't feel like I'm egging it on, period. I don't.
And you're entitled to your opinion. But it's been nice talking with you and you as well, Kelly.
Hello.
Thank you.
Hold on. We have another caller. Hold on. My next caller that I have is 215-313. You're live on the air.
Kelly.
Yes.
Andre.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Good evening. This is Blumenthal.
Hey, Blumenthal.
Good night, rather. I wasn't going to call, but I'm sitting here listening to this ignorance. And I had to because the truth has to be said. And I know everybody's trying to be politically correct right now and nobody wants to step on any toes because Tony's out of jail. But the truth is the truth. And the fact
But it's not even, no, wait a minute, before you even start anything, it's not even a part of being political. Whatever was done. It's just a part of
right.
Let everything go and let
right.
everything
I
be all right.
Saying.
You know, it's
I
not the part
saying.
Of what's political and what's not.
No, I get what you're saying, Andre, but let me just state my opinion, and I don't care who don't like it, because I'm the kind of person, I'm gonna show up to testify. So you can fuck with me, I will be in court. I'm not like the other people that's going to be scared not to come to court. Now, the person who just called from Detroit who said that you were egging this on and you were making a mistake and you were doing the wrong thing right now, that was some bullshit. You're entitled to call into this show like anybody else and express your opinion. Did he call Tony up and tell Tony that when he called the show yesterday or whenever he called? I doubt it. so Tony can call the show and say how he feels, but you can't. I don't get how everybody is blaming you for what happened. I mean, to me, that just doesn't make any sense at all. You didn't throw any punch. You didn't strike no matches. You didn't pour any gasoline. But yet, they want to blame you for what happened. And that's why I say the truth has to be told. You know, everybody know the situation with me and Jack. I don't particularly care for Jack. You know, everybody know what happened with me and Jack at the function in D.C. a few years ago when he threw the drink on me. So I'm definitely the last person that's going to take Jack's side. But, you know, it is what it is. Jack can say whatever he want to say, but don't put your hands on nobody. And that's the problem that I have. That's the culture of violence that's in this ballroom scene. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what Jack say on that mic, and he can talk about me on the mic all night long, but I'm not going to put my hands on him because that's taking it to a whole new level. And that's where Tony was wrong, and if nobody else is willing to say it, I'll say it. He was wrong for doing that. And I don't care what nobody else say, I believe he did set the damn hotel on fire. And the thing that really puzzles me the most is, you know, everybody all of a sudden wants to forgive and act like nothing happened, when if those people had burned up in that hotel room and died, I wonder what they would be saying then. What would y'all be saying to somebody's family that had lost a child or some innocent person that was in that hotel that died and don't even know what the hell a ball is? That's the thing that I think everybody's missing. But they want to call in and say that you're doing something wrong, Andre. That's the stupidity that I just don't get. And that's one of the reasons why normal people that got halfway some sense don't want to be bothered with the ballroom scene no more because of stupidity like that. You know, they want to call up and talk about who's an animal or who called somebody an animal. Well, what do you call a person that would set a hotel on fire that got hundreds of people inside of it? See, this is y'all need to start telling the truth. The truth is what it is. How do you forgive somebody for that? Andre, and truthfully, Andre, I don't think he was ever really your father or your friend that he could walk away from you like this when you obviously haven't done anything to him. You know what I'm saying? What did he expect you to do? I don't get that. So you this is a situation where I feel like you should almost be happy because now you know who your real friends truly are. That's, I mean,
well,
that's how I see
the
it.
Way
I
grew
could,
up, Tom,
I
the way
wrong.
I grew up, Tom, if they're your family, you don't get rid of them and
well,
do something completely
that,
wrong.
You know what? You know what? Sometimes relationships break up and sometimes families split up. And sometimes couples that's been married for 40 years get divorced, and you have to move on, and that's just the way life is. And sometimes family will hurt you worse than your enemies will. And that's just the reality of life. And I know that's...
Well, yeah, the family do hurt you more because I ran through that through family completely. But
exactly.
Yeah,
and I know it hurts. I know it hurts. I know it's painful, but that's the reality of life. And so if he don't want to have anything to do with you, you should consider yourself lucky. Because the next time something gets set on fire, it might be your house. And that's just keeping it real. And that's how I feel about it. I don't care who don't like it. And y'all know how Tom rolls. I don't travel in an entourage. You can find me usually by myself, and I have no problem saying what I have to say and not afraid of it. And as I said before, Tom will be in court to testify if I need to. So this is not this is not what you want. Because I don't roll like that. I don't get into the violence, but I do let the people in suits and uniforms deal with it. And that's the way it's to be resolved if it has to go to that level. But Andre, I don't think you need to come on here and apologize to nobody because I don't think you owe nobody.
I wasn't apologizing. First of all, I'm the type that whatever I felt that was wrong, and I did say I felt that Tony was wrong for pushing him, period, and that's what started the fight, period. And I felt that both of them, you know, mobs and fierce, and no one wanted to back down from one, and I just thought they got out of hand. I was not there. I was in the back. I didn't even know there was a fight
right,
until after it was completely over with.
But you don't. I don't even think you need to be on here explaining where you were, what you saw,
and I feel
what
like
you didn't
know, I feel like, and it don't got nothing to do with scared, and I want everybody to know that. It got something to do with respect, because I respect Tony, and I respect Jack, and
but
I respect the House of Revlon as well as my house.
Respect,
so that's what it got more
a,
to do with. It don't have anything to do with
respect. Respect is a two-way street. Respect is a two-way street. The respect started when somebody first put their hands on somebody. That's the first level of respect. Obviously, there was no respect there because the Tony pushed or hit whoever. I wasn't there either. I didn't see it. But obviously, there was some physical altercation that took place. So that was the first breakdown of respect right there. So I don't think there's no respect owed to anyone in this situation. The respect should have started when the physical fight began.
But see, that's the difference between Andre and Tom, because Andre is always a peacemaker. I was never one of them, regardless if someone's wrong, regardless if it's right. See, that's the difference of a human. Regardless if you feel someone's is right or wrong, try to amend it, try to make it better, because at the end of the day, why make it worse? Regardless who's right or wrong.
I agree with you, Andre. But sometimes making it better means you got to wash your hands of people and get them out of your life, because you don't need those kinds of toxic people that claim to be your friend and your father in your life, obviously, because instead of coming on this radio show, and not you, but that person, Tony, instead of coming on whoever show he went on pointing the finger, he should have been doing some self-reflection and taking responsibility for his own actions. And obviously he's not doing that because he's blaming everybody else, blaming you, blaming Rodney, and everybody else that he don't want to have nothing to do with when he's the problem. He's the one who passed the first lick. He's the one who struck the match. He's the one who beat Felicity in a parking lot with a baseball bat. He's the one who deserves, in my opinion, to still be in jail right now. And that's what I have to say. Kelly, y'all have a good night.
Thank you, Tom. My next caller that I have is 202-43, wait, hold on, 423, you're live on the air, 202-423, you're live on the air,
yes,
hello,
I'm just listening.
Thank you for just listening. My next call I have is 202-509. You're live on the air.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Kelly? Andre, how are you doing?
Hold on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, Kelly?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. This is Letitia. How you doing, Andre? I'm doing good. Y'all all know that y'all are like my brothers and sisters, too, because we all grew up together. Kelly, I knew you before you was Kelly. Andre, you was my little Bobo, okay? Now, Tom, first of all, you need to mind your business, because it seems like you're the one that's sparking the flame to this, okay? You're sitting here making accusations that he's the one that burnt down the hotel. You're sitting here telling Andre that he needs to not be, like, he needs to just chop Tony as being a father. Tony was hurt because I was on that phone with Andre when Andre was trying it with Tony, even when I told Andre how Tony had his back, okay, and Andre was denying that. So, yeah, Tony was hurt on that. And so for Tom, for you to be sitting here trying it like that, first of all, I don't even know who you are and where you came from. And I wish that you would go back to where you came from, because you are not being positive. You're not trying to amend the situation. You're trying to rip it apart and still add fuel to the fire. And that is late of you, just like the late person that you are, because you did that the first time. Okay? Now, Andre, the reason why it seems like things fall back on you is because just like when in Atlanta, when I seen how that ballroom was going, and I know the things that's supposed to be on there, it's going to be going the way that it should be. Just like when I be on judges panel and I'm judging honestly, because you really know what the real deal really, really is. And I used to try to pull you up for stuff like that too, because you have so much power in this ballroom scene. People do look up to you. You do things. You have your house kids on TV, Kelly, you on this radio show. So a lot of the new generation don't know y'all the way that we know y'all from us growing up together. So, yeah, Tony was hurt, and I'm quite sure time does heal all wounds, okay? So you already know that it is going to come a time when you and your father is going to get back together. So don't you ever let none of these new knots come into your life that don't even know you or know your history to try to rip it apart, okay? So anytime that I try to say anything to you, it wasn't from me trying to be shady. I was trying to pull you up on it, okay? That's all that I have to say. But, Tom, for you to talk about he probably set the hotel on fire and you going to court and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, we all could go to court and we all could do this, that, and the other, Tom. I mean, it's like, who are you? Nobody's even trying to come for you. You have nothing to even do with this. So for you to even make a comment like that is late, just like the late queen that you are. Of course, nobody's going to be trying it with you over the mic. And when I was saying it to you, Andre, that when Jack was trying over the mic, because Jack and all the commentators have all the power over the microphone. Everybody looks up to them. So for Jack, Jack was out of line to be reading him the way that he was reading Tony. He didn't just.
Wait a minute, let me just finish.
Jack was wrong for reading Tony. And when I said to you, I'm owning up for what Tony did, and Tony is taking responsibility for what he did because he's in jail right now, okay? He's in there right now, and he's taking responsibility for himself. So I want you to take the responsibility for your house as far as them being out there your house because those are, I mean, well, Selvin is a con now, but Selvin even cleaned that up. And, Selvin is a con now. He's been doing the good or whatever, but you know how it was, Andre, and you know good or well because I'm from the old school, honey, and I could catch a shade with the motherfucking with the quickness. Okay, so you know how it was, and you, I mean, like if we're gonna be talking real, we're gonna be like real talk right now. You understand what I'm saying? Because
okay.
I love you down, and
you?
I do. I look up to y'all because you are my little brother too. Like you're my brother, you're my bobo. Like I mean, like what's up?
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
All right, Leticia. The bottom line is basically, like I said this earlier, I know Jack Miles, but the only reason I did say, and this is why I think Tony probably said I was not on his side, period, or he felt that I was not his son or whatever, is because I said he was wrong for hitting Jack. Because when you hit somebody, it gets to another level. I do understand you, and you are 100% right about Jack's mouth. But Tony mouth fears too. My mouth fears, your mouth fears, pussy mouth fears, Susan mouth fears, Selvin mouth fears. Am I right? Everybody mouth fears.
You are right. Everybody's mouth is fierce, but Andre, you have to. You do know Tony and everybody. Tony, when Tony grabbed, Tony grabbed Jack to talk to him at first. You understand what I'm saying? So I guess what happened from there, but if you.
Now, wait a minute. Now, I understand that part. But when you grab somebody in an audience, and he's a grown man too, he's not taking it like that because it looked like it's shade coming from Tony to
okay,
him, so he's
going
to react too. So they both reacting, that made it worse. That's what I'm saying. That's all I was saying, completely.
Cool.
If me and you argue, Leticia, I would never touch you. Why? Because we're arguing. So if we're arguing and I touch you, it looks like I'm more perceiving on top of you to make a fight, and that's the only thing I was saying, period.
But
first of all, no one would never stop me from that's one thing I have a strong mind for, period. No one can never stop me loving Jack or never stop me loving Tony or whoever. If I'm going to do that, I'm going to do that myself. So you don't never, ever have to worry about any fag trying to put something in my head to tell me to, and not calling Tom a fag, but I'm just saying, anybody to put anything in my head to say, you know, stop saying, stop talking to your father or stop talking to this one. I'm not that type, period. So you don't never have to worry about that.
I am glad to hear that, and I want y'all to like get it together, but as far as this ballroom scene goes, it's a lot of stuff that needs to change because, like, it's a lot of stuff that, the reason why I say you let it go, Andre, is because, like even like in Atlanta, like if you started the ballroom scene in Atlanta and you know how certain things are supposed to go, you was not supposed to have let it go that far. That's how come I say that you, because you had the upper hand in this. That's why I'm saying that. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm giving you that voice.
But you know what everybody feel and realize, Leticia? I'm only one voice. And when you have, listen to me for a minute, when you have 50 people that is against the bad and you have 5 against the good, it overweighs the good. So even though I'm a powerful voice, when you have so many people that sticks together, it overweighs the good voice and you still no good. So until more people start being better in the ballroom scene, my one voice will get through, but it's not going to get through to 100%. It might get through to 5% or 10%.
But even, let me say this, even after you have such a strong voice that even after we was on that radio station, you have put up a post then trying to mend it and to make peace. Am I correct?
Correct.
On Facebook? Okay. And
yes, correct,
how
yes.
many, it was so many people and so many comments and stuff like that because, what, God used you. You understand what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I just feel like you can do something like when I was trying to explain to you as far as the commentators. If the commentators is somebody that's inside your house, that's somebody that you can handle because that's someone that's in your house and you can handle
yes.
that. Like, you should be able
you know,
to handle that.
Hold on, Letitia. First, Letitia, I have to agree with you with something, but you have to realize, at the end of the day, Letitia, Jack and Andre, along with myself and everybody else that oversees this house and oversees everybody's house, we are all equals. We are all grown adults. We are all damn near about the same age. It's not that much that you can tell somebody that you are the same age level was.
Say it again.
It's a lot of people in this world who've seen that in these houses, that's run these houses. Andre is 40-whatever damn near years old he is. Jack is 40-whatever he is. I'm damn near 39 years old. It's not that much that you could tell somebody or that you're on the same age level with, okay? The ballroom scene is an extracurricular activity. This is not their real life. It's not that much that you can tell somebody that you're on the same age level with, because the first thing I'm going to say if somebody tells me something that I don't like, Letitia, is I'm the same age as you or damn near the same age as you. I'm a grown person. It's not that much you can tell me.
Well, Kelly, but you can't, because you just said that y'all are the leaders of the ballroom, practically. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all are the ones with the voices, so how could you possibly say that, Kelly? You're the one who has this radio station. Andre is the one that, like, really, really dominates the balls, and the ballroom scene, kind of, sort of. You understand what I'm saying? So how don't y'all have that power? And Jackie's the main one that's on our microphone. When y'all do have the power, then y'all can use that power instead of using it as being shady for nothing. That's the only thing
Letitia,
that I'm saying.
Letitia, 80% of my whole life, and 1 to 10, how much have I tried to help this scene? 1 to 10, how much that I personally, no one else, I tried to help this scene?
You do help the scene. You help the scene out so down. That's why I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you that. You help out the scene.
Yes,
that's
one of the reasons I'm sitting here gagging, because anytime I get up here, I don't try to attack nobody. Now, don't get me wrong.
Andre, that day that me and you was on the phone, you was not trying to, you was trying it then. You really was trying it, and you was feeling it, and everybody was feeling it because they thought that he had 25 years, but I had already knew different, and I didn't say anything.
No, see,
and I just
see,
let everybody
all,
just talk. And
I,
everybody,
you know, this is what I don't understand with y'all saying I tried it. It ain't no reason for me to try Tony, because I know Tony like you do. Me and Tony has a whole life together completely other than this ballroom scene, so it ain't no reason. If I was trying them, I wouldn't have been on the phone crying with y'all. Am I correct? So don't get me wrong, I might have said something that y'all didn't like or y'all perceived wrong, but I was never, ever trying him or Jack, period. Because it ain't only Jack. Tony felt, it ain't only Tony. Jack felt that I was more on Tony's side, and Tony felt that I was more on Tony's side. So where do I win here at? Because both, and you know, Jack never told me this, but other members in the house told me this. So I didn't win either way. That's what I'm saying. So where do I win here? Because both of them felt that I was trying.
That's the kind of thing you were supposed to just stay out of it. When you was on that, after I had got on the radio, and when Kelly had put me on hold, and then that's when you had came on, and you let have whatever you had to say out. And I mean, like, it was like, oh my goodness, like, Andre, how is you sitting here trying it? That's why I was at you the way that I was at you, because I was gagging at you sitting here crying like that. So if you wanted to stay neutral and out of it, and that way you wouldn't have been on the phone crying, you should not have said anything at all and just stepped back. because I didn't even say anything. I didn't even say anything until I heard how your everybody was trying it, and then I came here trying to make peace. And of course, I was put on mute, number one, and then number two. Then after that, after I'm on mute, Tom is gonna blur out. Oh well, you can clearly hear Letitia's voice that is not over. Of course, he's the snake in the grass that I can see. You understand what I'm saying? And I just think that was late because I was trying to mend the situation as well. I don't want to see this thing go the way that it's going. And it's been plenty of fights. There was fights after Tony got locked up. So the whole thing is, it's just not only just one fight, because there's been fights that's been shutting down the ballroom for years. But it's just
My question is now, you came on the phone that night and you tried to mend the same situation, okay? Now Tony's out. Won't we all sit down and try to mend the situation instead of going forward with the situation? Because the situation is still out of hand. It's still text messages and Facebook messages and all types of things that's going back and forth now. But when Tony was still in jail...
It's a lot of threats and texts
that's still coming back, that's going back and forth.
Let me know about the texts, the threats and stuff like that. I don't know let me know about that. If it's coming from my house, if it's threats and stuff like that. You understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to
say
when Tony, he did put that song up there, and it wasn't no shade to nobody. He was just feeling the way that he felt. Everybody feels the way that they feel one day. What it was is that it was the snakes and the ones that was trying it and that was fearing. But no, I don't know why, because Tony is just a human being, but everybody just feared him, and that's what they was doing. Everybody started running scared because he was in there, because they gagged when he got out. And
well,
that's
Letitia,
where it all came from.
I'm gonna let Andre tell you about the text messages and things that's coming through. But Letitia, if you was to be on the other side of this situation, Letitia, and you heard somebody pit clap up on their Facebook after a situation you going through, and you know the words to clap, what do you think about when you read in between the lines of that clap? Hello? Is Letitia still there? Well, I don't know what happened with Letitia. Her mic is still open, but we're gonna go to our next caller. Letitia, if you come back, your mic is still open. The next caller we have is 248-352. You're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Andre. This is Janice, legendary mother from Detroit. And I just had a bit to add. Like, I've been listening the whole night to everybody that came on, and it seems to me, just on the outside looking in, I have a background with Andre, a background with you, Kelly. All of us, we sit and chit-chat, and it's just, it really seems to me like it's really not so much of Andre sending out bad stuff and Andre sending out his kids or our family members, and it's really not so much as Tony sending out any Revlons or anything like that. Everybody is chiming in, and I believe that they're getting out of it what they want to at that point in time to infuse their anger or to make them feel like they're standing up for their side. And I think what's happening is that if everybody really wants to remain neutral and really wants to resolve an issue like this, that everybody needs to call all their people off, call everything back, and really sit and deal on a one-on-one and really deal with the truth of what they're saying about each other. Because I hear Andre talking, I hear stuff that Tony has said, I know things that I have been through with people. And when you really seriously want to do something, that's what you do. That's the right way to do it. And I don't feel like Andre is on here being disrespectful at all. I wasn't listening when Tony called in or anything like that, but even as one of Andre's children for many years now and as the head of one of his installments in this house, in this family, when we heard about it, we didn't immediately jump in and take sides and do stuff and make comments and send threats because, number one, if you're not there, you don't have knowledge to the situation, so you're talking ignorant. Number two, if you really want to leave something alone, you leave it to the people that it is between. And that's for everybody. That's for Mizrahi. That's for Revlon. That's for anybody. And this is just common sense. I think everybody is really letting their anger and their levels of intenseness really infuse a situation that could be bottled up between adults if they really share that much love.
Amen.
I agree.
And that's what the resolution is. Because if you really sit and think about it, Tony has no control on how many Revlons want to avenge him. Andre has no control over who wants to stand up for Mizrahi. And all those people, all those different attitudes, all of those different levels of anger, and all of those wanting to prove themselves to their family or their last name, and they're making instinct bad choices. Just because you beat up somebody in Ohio as a result of something that happened in North Carolina, I mean, that just sounds stupid right there. And that's the part that's where the lines are being drawn. If all of the minions could control their attitudes and control what they see fit and let it rest among the people that it has something directly to do with, this would be a better situation and it would die down a lot faster. Because you can see the love and the hurt. When I talked to Jack, she expressed the same thing that Andre is saying about Tony. When I hear that Tony has been talking, it's never no direct hatred or, oh, I want to kill this bitch or I want to take her off the face of the earth. It's always underlined with love, but it's just so much intenseness and nobody really wants to be what you consider to be a whole bitch and back down. And that's what's really infused in the situation. If everybody could just step off, step out, and leave it between the people that it's between, everything would cease. Because then it's no more ignorance, it's no threats, it's no lash out, it's no people getting on here being hostile. If you really want to remain neutral, you remain neutral. But, I mean, if we all listen to this whole radio station, Father Pooh from Detroit called in. Obviously, he had Tony back. You understand what I'm saying? So then you got someone else, like Letitia took offense to what Tom said. She, you know, is standing up for Tony as well as having to deal with her love and the tear between what's going on between her brother and her father. So all of these infusions committed to the situation is just making it just totally, totally, totally out of hand.
Amen to that. Is that all you have to say, Johnny?
Yes, and I love all y'all. Like, I just, you know, it's contrary to popular belief, people probably think I like a whole bunch of drama and a whole bunch of craziness and a whole bunch of stuff like that, but y'all know me, y'all know how I am. After every altercation, I'm somewhere, you know, crying, trying to pray and make myself better throughout the situation. I just had one myself with a young lady that I'm having a misunderstanding with one lady and I get snuck by another, you know. So like I told her, at that point, it is what it is. But when she took it upon herself to call me and say, hey, you know what, like I didn't know the situation. I was wrong. I put myself in a situation that I had no previous knowledge to. I'm not the devil. I'm not Satan. I had no choice but to accept the young lady's apology and move on with my life. period. And that's what has to be done in this particular situation. Because at the end of the day, one person was in jail and one person got hit. Period.
Okay.
I love
y'all. Thank you, Janice, for calling in.
The next caller I have is Beverly. You're back on the line.
Hello.
Yes, you're back on the line.
Janice said I was going to say, but like, say to a person might not be big to you, but big to them. And it doesn't give a right for nobody to put their hands on each other. But, like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to say this. My grandfather type me or whatever, and it is what it is, and my sister might be type with me, but at the end of the day, they both have done things to one another. You know what I'm saying? And I feel that everybody needs to mind their business. And to the question that was just to say about how Andre has the power, if that's the case, then can Andre talk to my grandfather and say, call Jack, and can he do the same? It's that much power. Like, if you get what I'm saying and where you get where I'm coming from, it's just that the bottom line is let them do it on their own and on their own time. Because at the end of the day, Jack still has not even got on this show, period. So that should be trying to at least say something. And like I said to you earlier, Tom Blumenthal, you are entitled to your opinion, and it is what it is, but it goes back to me saying to you at that show, you see how quick that you get into a rage and that you are a totally another person? That was exactly what I said to you before. And you turned right back into that demon again. Not saying that you not, don't have a right to say what you have to say, because everybody has a voice and everybody's entitled to your to their opinion. And it's just, it is what it is. If it was up to me, I wish it should have been gone a long time ago. Because I'm going to be honest with you, when my grandfather was in jail, there was Revlon and the Drahis in the same building. And these are boys that just recently passed. Nobody said nothing. When the Revlon walked, Ms. Rahi's clap, and it was vice versa. So if it can be that, then let Jack, Keisha, Telly, Coco, everybody that was a victim in this, let them calm down and let them talk enough. We don't need extras. Because all thing that's going to do is anger. Just like I said, and when the show had ended before, and I asked this, like I said, I'm not saying that my grandfather was right, and I'm not saying my grandfather was wrong. I guess them, but thought about the heart. If it was to do it all over again, and I'm going to keep it funky, if it was to happen all over again, would my grandfather have did it that way? No, I don't think so. Same thing that goes with my sister. If it was the other way, would it have happened? No, I don't think so. Because like I said, when it comes out to both of them, I know that they loved each other. I know that that love is still there. That love is going to always be there. So just everybody just mind their business. And like I said, the people that I named, let them get into a group. And if everybody is claiming that they are a leader, tell your crews to back off. Because to be honest with you, I really thought that they backed off. Because like I said, this is not my first time I haven't seen Mizrahi and Revlon in the same building after this incident. And this is when I was in jail. I don't want nobody to order Wacky Wild Kool-Aid now. Let it just go and let them get together. We don't know when, but when it happens, it will happen. But by us keep going back and forth, and when it happens, and it goes for each person that I named, think about all the things that you have done. And think about all the times that you wanted forgiveness, and think about all the times when you got forgiveness. And will Felicity forgive Tony? Who knows? if she does, it's blessed. Only thing we can say is thank God, yes, okay, for Coco, and there's also Joelle, and the list goes on. At the end of the day, God gave us a second chance. How? My grandfather was out of jail. Coco is still alive. What's her name? Felicity is still walking. Keisha is up from getting caged. If you think about each person that happens to each other, my grandfather is not in a concussion.
Keisha is up from being caged.
And they,
huh? Turn the fuck out of it.
What happened?
She got paid. You know,
but it goes into what I said. God gave us a second chance for what? A reason. Try to figure out what that is. If at the end of the day, if anything would have happened to anybody, think about what can you say? I can sit here and say, okay, oh, please forgive me, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. That's not going to bring that person.
Okay, hold on,
you.
We got a bunch of callers.
Hold on. Andre, I love you. Jack, I love you. And that's all I got to say. God gave us all a second chance.
Okay. 980-722, you're live on the air.
Okay, yeah, this is Father Pooh again. I just want to say one thing, and then I'm going to leave this alone. I'm going to hang up completely from this listening. Everybody that came on here just said the exact same thing that I said. The exact same thing that I said. And for whoever Tom may be, I want to let this person know something specifically. I am one of those
okay, wait,
of
hold
people-
on, Pooh, before you say what you have to say. Andre.
Yeah.
Say what you have to say.
Pooh, question I'm asking you, because I'm not sure this is what I heard, because somebody texted my phone earlier. Was you the one that texted my phone threatening me?
I never even called you before.
Oh, okay. That's what I had to ask, because the number that did call me, I gave to people, and they came up.
Yeah,
to,
I received some calls earlier, and I called and said something about that or whatever. But people calling, threatening my phone ever since last night, whatever. But
oh, yeah,
this is
yeah,
my thing with
yeah,
that.
Somebody
I'm not
my,
even.
Yeah, somebody called me threatening.
Yeah,
me,
I can say the same thing for me as far as people threatening me or whatever the case is. But my thing is, I'm not worried about that because nobody's stupid enough to put their hands on me. My thing for Tom is this: be it whenever you are pointed out to me, be it you have suits or badges in front of you, I'm going to tap that ass, and I don't care who you may be. And that's my attitude against it. Now, as far as you, Andre, I would
yeah.
just suggest that you leave it alone. In time, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, regardless of what you want to happen or what you don't want to happen. This was already forewritten before any one of us was born. So just leave it alone. It'll work itself out.
Pooh, could I ask
and
you something? Pooh, could I ask you something?
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, this is Salva, and I'm going to be honest with you, and I understand and I get you. But the part that you got to understand is that when you, it's easy for somebody to say, oh, this person do this and do that and do that. Nobody
uh-huh.
knows really how another person feels. Just like I can sit there and tell a girl, oh, this man is beating you. Oh, child, leave him alone. It's
right.
easy for me to say, and it's easy for me to say it, but it's not easy for it to be just done like that. At the end of
right.
the day, like I said, at the end of the day, this is a group thing. Everybody that's named and everybody know that that's a victim, those are the ones that need to.
This is my thing. Everybody keeps saying is that Tony, you know Tony and this, that, and the other and all this kind of stuff.
No, don't
you know Jack
or
you know Andre.
I'm not
we,
saying that.
Wait a minute, listen to this. No, I'm just saying this. And we all came out together and all this and all that. People change. This ballroom scene changes every person. None of us are the same as we were when we first came out. Not one of us. People change. Situations change people. So with that being said, the only thing that you can do as an adult is sit back and take care of your business. But the gag is that what's going on with all these people keep getting on this radio show, keep bringing the subject up, I'll say that, keep bringing the subject up, is affecting the younger generation. Because at the end of the day, all of the icons or legends are going to sit back, maybe pass a lick or two, and allow all these 15 to 25-year-olds to brawl.
That's what's going to end up happening. And then everybody be sitting back saying, yeah, the Mizrahi's got whooped, or yeah, the Revlon's got whooped, or whatever the case may be. But all of y'all will still be in the same spot without a scratch. It's not worth it. If, in fact,
well,
there is some hostility or something needs to be... If in fact there's some hostility or there's something needs to be worked out or whatever, I'm sure as leaders of the ballroom scene, y'all can come to a conclusion and be able to work it out. If not, then that means that y'all shouldn't have the spots y'all got. And that's real.
And this way it goes into me saying, like I said before, everybody sit back, let the ones that are going through something, let them go through it, let it take time to heal, and let it take time to breathe. And that's what I said, and I said it again. This is the reason why I said about my grandfather, do y'all forgive? Because at the end of the day, the reason why I said it, hello? Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hear you.
I said what I said because, like I said, if it happened all over again, I know that my grandfather, in my heart, with my heart with me, because my heart don't lie, I know. If it was to be done over again, it wouldn't happen that way. And that's the same way for Jack. It wouldn't have happened that way. And just like I said, it happened. But just like you said, God did what? What was your exact words?
All this was written before we were even born.
So now that you're born, you got a second chance. God gave each and every person, each and every victim. Hold on,
everything
Andre.
Was
God gave
every written.
Person a second time. So now you have a second time to live, to breathe, to say, hey, I'm sorry.
Selvin, yes? This is Tony. I don't care what none of y'all say. Is Tom still on his phone?
No, Tom is not
on the phone, Tony. Okay, I want to ask y'all all this, the listeners and all. I wish Tom was on this phone. Tom don't know me from a can of paint. Now, I listened to Kelly's show Monday. I definitely heard Kelly said, I apologize for me thinking you set the fire. Now, let me ask y'all this. What's worse, someone thinking I'm setting the fire or someone sleeping with these gay kids and killing them? Didn't no one get killed? Didn't no one get hurt? But what happened with Tom sleeping with people and killing them? What's worse? And then the other thing, y'all, be real, keep it real with all of y'all. Y'all had your chance to talk when I was incarcerated. I got on that show for everyone to hear what I had to say. Like Pooh said, and like the mother of the House of Misery, what she said, it should have been no more. Should have been no more. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But just like y'all, just like Selvin just said that Kelly tased Keisha. Kelly didn't tase no Keisha. Y'all saw that on the tape. Y'all already saw that on the tape. Whatever Keisha and Kelly's going to go down, it's going to go down. It's going to go down no matter what. Like Kelly making all, I listened to every show when I got home. When I got home, I listened to what Nadia said. I listened to what Corey said. I listened to what the Infinity said. None of them people know me. None of them know me. And when I said hurt, this beef is when other me and Andre go through, I got nothing to do with that fight. So therefore, when you're bringing up the fire, which y'all want to know what I did? Yes, I had an axe. And then if everyone said, will I do it again? If I get hit in my head and blood come out of my head, yes, I will do it again.
Right.
Yes, I will. But I had nothing. Yeah, and this is on my mother, and I said it Monday. I didn't set no motherfucking fire to a room. If I'm going to set a fire, I set a fire to a fucking whole hotel. And I said no fire. I don't give a fuck. When I don't fight with fire. I don't fight with fire. So that Tom Calliter, whoever the fuck he was, me and him had beef before. Well, as soon as my mother passed, 14 years ago, he put that shit on Facebook about my mother passing of AIDS. You sow what you reap. Now look at you. Now look at you. Now all this with Kelly saying, with Andre saying, the only one that made common sense that touched me was the mother house of Mizrahi from Detroit. Now you Selvin, you told them that you told me Coco was in that room. You didn't tell me shit. I didn't know Coco was in that room. If I knew Coco was in that way, I'm going to put my axe through that door. I'm going to put my axe through that. I'll listen to everything everybody had to say. The beef is not with the scene, but the scene turned against me. What I have done
Okay, it's not about me and Jack. It's not about whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And when someone say control, yes. If I told my children not to touch anybody, they're not going to touch anybody. No, and I have control of my house. Whatever other people don't have, that's on them. It's not about just no more selfing. It's about the disrespect of the people that I love. They did not sit on your Kelly show and said a fucking thing about me. They didn't say shit. Everyone, it was a kiki. And then y'all talking about clap, clap. Y'all motherfuckers, I think you was my friend months ago, Kelly. Don't act like that was the first time I put clap, clap on Facebook. That was not the first time. It just so happened that this time you feel it goes to you because what? You need a standing ovation? Clap, clap. Because you lied by saying you did this, you did that. And all of it was a lie because the tape don't lie. The tape don't lie. Then you said I pushed Jack. If you look at the tape, I had Jack by his hand. He jerked away from me. He jerked away. Not jerked away as nice. The only thing Jack said to me was, Tony, I was joking. Once everyone could surround us, it led to another thing. Maybe if y'all people wouldn't have surrounded us, it probably wouldn't have got that far. But for anybody to say I set that fire, fuck them. Fuck them, and I don't give a fuck about them. Because I don't have to set a fire. I don't have to set no motherfucking fire. For anybody to say that and my gay children was a different Tony, I'm not possessed. I wasn't possessed with I fucking raised y'all. Because if I'm possessed, that means y'all possessed. If y'all feel that, animal, I don't give a fuck about no animal. I'm not a motherfucking animal. I have a heart, a kind heart. And each and every one of y'all know that. Now, if you think about it, when I got cut in VA, was that concerning me helping somebody else out? Helping some other faggot out? And that's all went back. That's all that went back. So all this stuff with Andre saying, Kelly saying, got time for all of that, yo. And this is some real shit here. Okay, like I said on Kyle's show, y'all all calling me granddad, uncle, dad. Guess what house helped me? The house that my house and their house fought for years. The house, a motherfucking con. Once everything settled down, now y'all know me. If once everything settled down, what would I have done if the shoe was on our fit with Andre? Do you think I would have got in contact with Andre's family? Do you think if that was Mariah's show, do you think I would have told Mariah to have a show like that? No, I would not have done that. And y'all all know that. So all this shit that y'all doing now, because I'm home. And y'all know I don't give a fuck. I'm not scared of a motherfucking soul. Never have and never will and not about to. So that mother, all this stuff is uncalled for. It's unnecessary. Just like James Carr said to y'all before, let this man calm down. Let him be by himself. But all of this calling and calling my phone, my children didn't text a motherfucking soul, Kelly. Why would they text him? My house don't run like no punk-ass bitches. They'd be texting somebody. My house don't do that.
Well, Tony, I don't want to
you said Monday. You said what you said March 28th, March 29th, and March 30th. And I came home, and I said what I said. I didn't threaten nobody or anything. I didn't say no threats to a near soul.
Hold on, Tony.
Honestly, I'm going to really keep it real with you as much as I can. What you said Monday, what you said the 28th, what you said the 29th, what you said the 30th. No, I did not set that fire. But when your house got on fire, I called my motherfucking family for you, Kelly. But I wasn't an animal then. I'm not a fucking animal. I have three children of my own, and I don't have animal children. When y'all call me an animal, y'all disrespecting my family. As much as I did for this scene here, I did more than any motherfucking body that's on this phone for this scene here. I wasn't an animal when Callie was going to fight years ago in a U-Haul. I wasn't an animal then. I wasn't an animal as many times I stopped people from fighting. I was an animal then. What about Tom? Tom running his mouth. Tom, his relationship was Andre. That's between him and Andre. Tom don't know me. We never spoke a day in our life. But for him to keep getting on this phone saying I set a fire, that he really believe it, I really believe you're killing people. So what's the difference? At least nobody died in my incident. No one died then. And I don't care about no badge. Wait. I don't care about no badge. I don't care about no badge, no suits. I have suits upstairs of my own. I wore a suit the day before. I have a family that is the Mason. Give a fuck about that. Tom, I don't care about that. Tom, me and you never spoke a day in our life. Why you don't like me, I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about that bullshit, yo. I don't. I have a heart. And everybody knows I have a heart. If I didn't have a heart and I was not, man, my heart didn't say love, do you think everyone in this motherfucking ballroom scene be calling me Father Tony? I didn't make up that name. I hate that name. So all that other stuff with Kelly was saying, with Selvin was saying, only thing Selvin said to me on that fucking elevator was, Grandpa, she didn't have a chance to say nothing else. Because I said, I don't want to hear nothing when nobody say Selvin. He hit me with a chair. That's what Selvin said. And that was it. All these lies and all this other shit y'all doing, come on, kill it. Just like... Honestly, I'm going to keep it real. I think I should have got on this phone. Because once that mother in the house of Mizrahi he talked, that's what touched me. That's what touched me. But once I keep hearing this and hearing this and hearing this, I'm human just like everybody else is human. Okay? About the respect level. Now, come on. I have never been talked like that ever. And y'all acting like if that was a straight boy, would I have reacted the same way? Selvin. I would act the same motherfucker. I'm not a punk ass nigga.
No,
and my whole thing is this. Y'all heard it me. Yes, I was wrong. I said it before. I was wrong. But I was not wrong for y'all to bring my family into this scene here. I was not wrong for that. Y'all was wrong for that. The scene was wrong for that. Y'all forgot everything I have ever done because of that one night. For that one night, which y'all knew, everyone walked out of that hotel safe. If I set the fire, don't you think I would have been the first one out of there? Was I the last one out of that hotel? Was I the last one? Kelly, you sat outside of them cop cars and said what you said. Everything you said, I heard. So don't bring up this shit to me, Kelly. Don't try to talk to me. Don't try to do anything. The respect have been disrespect. I have never, ever disrespect you, Kelly. I have never, ever disrespect Jack. I have never, ever disrespect Selvin. I have never, ever disrespect any icon, any legend, the way Jack disrespect me. Yes, I fought. Yes, I had an axe. And the only one that I'm worried about for forgiveness is Felicity. The rest of them, I don't care because y'all didn't give a fuck about me. And when Felicity got on that phone that day, what did she say? I still love my Tony. So I don't give a fuck nobody else's opinion. Opinion is like an asshole. Everyone got one, big, small, and some is just shitty. And y'all have a good night, and y'all will see me. And what y'all need to realize, and Ozzy, when Pooh said Andre should have got on his phone, what he's saying is, just like Jack healed, just like Felicity healed, just like Joe healed, y'all not letting me heal. And once I'm still this way, and I'm Tony. I'm not a devil. I'm not possessed by anyone. If I was possessed, y'all all possess. But now y'all got so much to say now. Y'all got so much to say now.
Wait.
But when I was in jail, no one gave a fuck about Tony then. And I raised all of y'all. Just like Andre said, people make mistakes. We must learn from that mistake. If I didn't learn from it, then I'm a jackass. Now, about him talking about Thompson, he coming to court, I heard everything everybody said. Now, one, only Lisa Prodigy, Letitia, and Nicole got on that phone and stood up for me and James Caan, no one else. So all that granddad, all that uncle, and all that dad.
Y'all can shove that.
I have my family. My family, my Mason family, is the one that helped me. $10,000 for something I did not do. Yes, I pushed Jack. Yes, he jumped away from me. Yes, I threw a chair at Jack. Did it touch Jack? No. He picked up a chair when the security guard had me and struck me with it. And anyone that's human, that's not a punk-ass nigger, is going to react the same way that I react. Now, such as what Milan said, okay, Milan, you have the right to your opinion. You're Jack Gay child. Hooray. But I have never had disrespect you, Milan. Never. I keep my opinion to myself. If I'm one thing my mother raised me as, if I have nothing good to say to someone that's negative, don't say nothing at all. And me, as the scene goes, I put something up there today. Then no one spoke about that. Did anyone speak about that, Kelly? No. You didn't speak about that thing I put up there today about believing in me.
Because I'm not afraid of your page.
Oh, right, because you never was a friend. That's probably why. But believing in me was a deep thing for the whole thing.
Tony, if you feel that way, and I said it to Nicole,
clap, Kelly does not mean a threat. Only reason it means a threat is towards the people that think that way.
Tony, I listen to you now, Tony. Can you listen to me?
I had clap up there before that, way before that. If you look on my page, whoever my friends, you look on my page, I put songs on there all the time.
Okay, but Tony, can you listen to me, Tony? I don't go around threatening
nobody. The people that hurt me, it's not about the fight no more. It's not about the fight, Tony.
It's never been about the fight with me, Tony. And Nicole, and I know Nicole addressed this to you. It's never been about the fight with me. My problem with you, with the situation, was that I thought that you thought that that was Kelly's room, and you set the room on fire, and you knew what I had been through just 2 weeks ago. That was my situation with you, and I know Nicole addressed that to you.
Nicole, if she did, honestly, you see, me talking to you is going back on my word, and I don't have nothing to say to you, Kelly. What you did, all that stuff you said, and you call, we talk all the time. Why would I set a fucking room on fire? Why the fuck would I set a room on fire? I had an axe. I had a bat. Y'all all know that. Don't act like this is, like, y'all act like this the first time this has happened. Every house has fought that way. Me, the House of Valor and the House of Cards fight that way. Someone put my mother years ago, took a lung out of one of my children. No one spoke about that. Don't act like this is new. If I be new to punk ass bitches, I'm a gangster motherfucker, and I've always been that way. Anyone that know me from back in the day, Andre would tell you, if there's five motherfucking guys stepping to anybody, I'm stepping to them in front of them. I have put my life in line for someone that's going to get shot. So that shit that Tom, I don't give a fuck what nobody say, but when Tom keeps saying I set a fire. If I set a fire, people would have died. I don't half step on nothing I do, Tom. So you don't know me. Yeah, I'm telling you, Tom, keep my family out of your mouth, sir. I never said nothing negative to you, never said anything bad about you, Tom. This is the second time. I don't know why you don't like me. I really don't give a fuck. You put that other stuff on Facebook about my mother 14 years ago, and I stepped to you then. And you took it off in 5 minutes. So don't get up here and think that you're a gangster-ass nigga, because you're not. I don't care about that. I don't care about all of that. Tom, I know you coming to court. I don't care about all of that. I don't get involved with snitches. I don't get involved with the cop shit. I deal with the situation. If I get locked up, I get locked up. I did 7 years before, and I should have learned from then about how the scene was. How the scene was then, I should have learned then. But just like my page, my status say today, my family told me to leave y'all alone years ago. But what I said, I cried and said, they need me in this scene. But everyone that treated me like I was shit would reap what they sowed. Because I would be here for a very long time. For this generation, for the next generation, for the generation after that. And I will make sure they are okay. The point here is to the new generation, pick your friends very careful. Because everyone know I would never have disrespected my friend Jack like that. That whoever know me. We have argue. Me and Audrey have argue and all that. Yes, I pushed Jack. He jerked his hand away from me. While I was to bring him to the front, to talk to Jack, to tell him, do not disrespect me like that, because I would not do that to him. But he never got a chance to get there. For Milan to say he heard it, if he heard it, and that's, he's standing right there, why didn't he stop it? Why didn't he just say, Ma, come on, or whatever? Everybody has so much stuff to say.
But honestly,
the wrong people was there. If the right people was there, if James Icon, James Caan, if Mel Sawn, if Stewart, it probably would have never got that way. It probably wouldn't. But the thing is, it happened.
But I would like to say
and let everyone know, I didn't set that fire. But just like I told them, I don't snitch. If they would have had to give me 35 years, I would have did them 35 years. But I would have went. If I would have died in there, I would have went to my grave still being a man.
But
that's
the only thing I have to say.
That's
the only thing I have to say. Wait, hold on, Kool-Aid, hold on. Tony, the only thing I have to say to you is that I sent a comment to one of your kids and had them pin on your page, and you responded back to them, and you said that's the best thing you heard since you've been out of jail. And I was the one that sent that comment to your child to pin on your page.
But, Kelly, if you sent that and I would have knew that, I wouldn't have replied back. Because everything you said about me, Kelly, you can't take that back. What y'all should have done was deleted the archives. That's where my problem is. It's not about the fight no more. Like I said, I was wrong for pushing a friend. But he was wrong also from hitting me with them cameras and for hitting me with that chair. But as me coming to that hotel with gasoline, if I set the gasoline, Kelly, and the gas was in the tank left there, wouldn't my fingerprints been on the fucking gasoline thing? Hello? Y'all need to think. Y'all so educated, y'all think. That's what y'all should have done. My fingerprints was nowhere. It was not on the door. It was nowhere. But y'all let me sit there, and my family had to spend $10,000 for something I did not do. And that's my word. And I have always kept it real with all of y'all. If I have done it, I would say I do it. I did it because I'm home. And they can't do double jeopardy. But all the other threats, I don't threaten nobody. I don't have to threaten nobody. And then if y'all talking so much, worried about what I'm going to do so much, wasn't Jack at his Tuesday thing, my brothers would have went there. Y'all need to sit and think before y'all keep getting on this show. My heart is here, and it's not going to go nowhere. I just know who my friends are. And it's not about the argument. It's not about the disrespect. When me and Jack see each other, we deal with each other. Whoever want to get involved, get involved. I'm walking around here. I was walking around in jail with 15 stitches. I was a kiki of the scene that I raised all of y'all. I raised all of y'all. All of y'all. So, therefore, it's over with by me. Whatever's going, it is what it is. Then y'all saying I'm threatened. I don't threaten nobody. Them songs, I always put songs on my Facebook. Always. Always. If I was so mad, I would have been threatening everybody Monday on Kyle's show. None of that happened. I'm going to get off the phone because I'm sweating right now.
I want you to go to the phone because I want to say something. Can I ask you something?
You sure could.
Okay. Do you remember the Legends Ball, right?
Which one?
Remember the time when you and Jack got into and your brother hit Jack with that gun?
And what did I do?
I did a play faint.
Do you remember? I fell to the floor to stop what?
My family from attacking Jack.
This is where I'm going to say.
Now that was 20 years, right? There was 20 years of forgiveness. Okay, 15 years of forgiveness. Now you sit here and you said that everybody just didn't protect you, or nobody said anything. If you claim that you really heard that show, you heard me set up my mouth. What I repeated was what I said today.
Okay, look, Salvin, this I'm not gonna go back and forth. It's just like Kelly said, Salvin. There's nothing. You are cool. Everybody is cool. Let me tell you, Salvin. Kelly disrespect me from after everything. She lied. Everyone saw that on the tape. She just stood there and let if the House of Revlon jumped Jack. Jack should be mad at for Kelly just for standing there. Now, also, she also said that Coco made a statement. I know who made a statement. Amy Ritter, which is no Amy Ritter, which was Amy Ritter's the one that the room was on craft with. Hello, and Joelle. No, Coco did anything. If she was, can Coco know? If me and her never had no problem, she know. And y'all need to think about this, Kelly, who sent me to that room. Y'all have a good night.
Okay, well, this is Father Pooh, and he hung up, so I'm going to hang up as well. Y'all have a good night.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, he hung up, so I'm hanging up too.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what just happened at the last few seconds because I clicked over on my line. So I don't know what just happened at the last few seconds. But I'm about to close out the show. Andre, do you have any closing statements?
No, just love everybody. Hope all this ends and just take care, everybody.
Okay. Like I tell y'all every Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the House of Mizrahi, and I love y'all all for loving me, okay? And like I said, and I put on the on my page, everyone needs to count their blessings, and once y'all realize how valuable y'all are to yourself, the smiles will return, the sun will shine, the music will play. And you'll finally realize that you can move on from this situation and God has a lot installed for you. And that goes out to everybody. And that's not just to one person. That goes out to everybody. Love yourself. Love someone else. Love the person next to you. Love the person that you don't know. Please remember, whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into today or tomorrow or whenever you go into it, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you see will definitely be your own. And I love you all for loving me. I'm sorry to Erica Kane that we couldn't get to you. Baby, I'm going to make it up to you. I'm definitely going to make it up to you. But everybody definitely go out this weekend to Kentucky, to Old Kentucky Anna, because the legendary mother Erica Kay Mizrahi and Kenny Balenciaga is definitely going to be having a ball, and they got $2,000 categories this night. They got legendary $500 categories. They got all types of categories that they're going to be having this weekend in Kentucky. It's going to be a blast. The girls are going to be in the building, and we're going to shake, rock, and roll the motherfucking building, bitches. So make sure y'all in the building and y'all come in love, peace, and soul, because security is high alert. Good night, and I'll see y'all back here Monday for the recap of Erica Kane and Kenny Balenciaga's ball. Bye-bye.